You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offers steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Our House, Liza, Parachute, California Designed In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is celebrating one of you, our incredible listeners, who are heading on over to sdrshare.com, sharing everything you can about your short-term rentals so we can celebrate you here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at pond_and_perch. Again, at pond_and_perch, which I love that name, by the way. Everyone, I want you to please check them out. All right, their photos. They've done a really great job on their account of weaving in still photos, video, they're dog friendly. So weaving that all the way throughout the theme, they've just done a really good job of great pictures, video, and then what their amenities are. One thing that I want to share is I got really excited. They kept repeating a theme of a place for everything and everything in its place. And they would show outside, they have a place for like your boots and you can rent them off. Inside, they had a lot of hooks. And again, I think we all want to try to recreate content over and over again. Repurpose, repurpose, repurpose. Even here, they're repurposing a statement and showing those places around the house, a place for everything and everything in its place. They kept repeating, you know, the dog-friendly photos or videos. You've got to keep reminding people and do yourself a favor, hosts. You don't have to reinvent the content. People forget. They, you know, you are busy. So make sure that you're repurposing your content. Something that you used and it was a big hit, use it again. And then last but not least, they have this really cool merch. They call it Perch Merch. And it has a dog on it. So if you're listening, Pond and Perch, I really want this Perch Merch, this beanie. So cute. But again, just really well done. And their big call to action is they are dog friendly and they are on the water and they just keep repeating that over and over again. So thanks for using STR Share.
They just really drive home their brand and their mission, which I really love because I'll remember that as, okay, that is what Pond and Perch is all about. Mm-hmm. And that's just more memorable. All right, today we're going to get a little deeper into marketing and taking marketing into our own hands as hosts.
because you guys spend so much time and money on optimizing your listings on the OTAs, on Airbnb, on Vrbo. But it's high time we spend that time and some of those funds on collecting emails from our guests and communicating with them between stays.
And we have just heard, we continue to hear almost on a daily basis how you have all been collecting emails potentially for years and have never sent out that first email. So we want to jumpstart you. We are going to give you these ideas that can be repeated over and over and over again, month after month. We're going to spoon feed you how you can start doing this literally this week.
So we're going to share 5 guest email ideas that you can copy, tweak, and hit send on. There is no excuse.
Before we dig into all the ideas, we want to start with the why. Why are we sending emails in the first place? Because when your why is strong, you're going to take action. Right. So let's dig in. Your email list is your very best chance at creating repeat loyal guests who book direct and skip the platforms. I hope you're getting excited because you own the relationship, not Airbnb, not Vrbo. Email gives you control over your brand, your pricing, your policies, and all of your guest communication. And if you are building a direct booking site, which you should be, and collecting emails, use them. People gave them to you for a reason. Don't let your list sit there and get cold, all right? Email helps you stay top of mind. You can nurture trust, drive bookings on your terms, and all of those direct bookings, they start with direct communication.
Let's talk about basic email etiquette for hosts. One thing people forget to do is to introduce themselves and to reintroduce themselves. Point here, with all of our YouTube videos that we put on or our podcast episodes that we share, Annette and I introduce ourselves at the beginning of each one because we're not sure if someone's new to us or maybe you haven't yet committed to watching our channel or listening to our podcast
or
consistently.
Someone just straight up forgot about you.
Just forgets.
I forgot who you are. We're busy, busy people, right?
Right. Like there are so many things pulling your attention in different directions. So you're never, I feel like hosts might feel like, well, they should know who I am or I've already said who I am. No one remembers.
Hey, they slept in my bed and it's out of my toilet. They should know who I am.
And they don't. They just don't. So make sure with every email that you send out, reintroduce yourself and your property every single time, okay? So you're just one email in a sea of inbox noise.
And this doesn't have to be a long, you know, 4 paragraphs of who you are, but just this is something you can repeat over and over again, you know, who you are and where your property is located. But most importantly, again, reacquainting them with who you are is having a clear call to action. What do you want them to do in this email? And you don't want to have several of them.
No, okay? one CTA is best.
Do you want them to come check out your website? Do you want them to use a discount code that you have? Do you want them to book an open weekend? Do you want them to bookmark your property? Do you, do you want them to know about something going on in your area? So if your email has no purpose or action, it really is just noise. So again, don't get overwhelmed here. You only want one clear call to action in each email. Email idea number one, this is the newsletter. And what we love about this one, you can repeat this one over and over and over again. We actually encourage you to. Consistency is what matters here. And you get to choose the frequency. Do you want to do it weekly? Do you want to do it monthly? Do you want to do it quarterly? Okay, probably not. A weekly newsletter will want to put other things in there, but seriously, do not overthink this, okay? And what you should be really excited about is you can have the same layout every single time. So
right.
This is one of those emails, you create it once, you have to refresh some of the content, but it's really one time of the creation. So again, you want to have that friendly intro, who you are, what the email is going to be about. We like to do a local spotlight, so that can be an event, that can be a restaurant, that could be something seasonally that's going on. Maybe there's a festival, maybe there's a sporting event, a concert. But again, spotlight something local. And that helps just overall, you know, other folks in your community. And then you want to have a call to action. So is it, book with a certain code? Do you want them to browse your website? Do you want them to refer a friend? This email is going to keep you top of mind without being pushy and just keeping them in the loop on what's going on.
I really like this idea. I was just like going over it again with Annette before we are sharing this with you. And I was like, this is such a cute idea. It's the guide style tips email. Okay. So for example, Annette and I operate in Columbus, Ohio. And of course, it's the home of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Go Bucks.
So
let's go.
The example could be the perfect game day in Columbus. So where you should get coffee in the morning, where you should tailgate before the game, where you should watch the game, maybe what to eat after the game and celebrate the big win, right? Super helpful, fun, and shows your local expertise. But of course, you want to end with a call to action that makes sense, right? Book your game weekend now, and here's our site, or here's how to do it, or here's a special code, football, you know, whatever it is to make that email fun, but you're providing value. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, and that you said this earlier, like a listicle, mm-hmm. meaning like you're listing off with all the fun stuff that you can do. You're promoting your local community and local small business owners. And it gets them like, it puts them in that day of, oh, I can picture myself. It's a crisp fall day. I'm getting that coffee. I'm going to that tailgate. It's so fun. Yes, I should book this.
Let's talk about something that every short-term rental owner has to deal with. Taxes.
Every city and county has its own rules, filing deadlines, and systems. It's complicated, and it's easy to miss something.
And if you do miss something, you could end up with penalties or surprise bills later on.
That's why we recommend My Lodge Tax by Avalara. They handle your filings, payments, and paperwork, so you stay compliant without spending hours trying to figure it out all by yourself.
Right now, TFE listeners get $100 off the setup fee for each new property added by December 31st, 2025.
Go to www.mylodgetax.com to book a demo and tell them TFE sent you to get the $100 off the setup fee.
Tax compliance doesn't have to be confusing. Let MyLodgeTax handle it for you. Again, that's www.mylodgetax.com to book a demo and tell them TFE sent you to get $100 off each property.
And what we love about everything that we're going to go through today is that we always love to multi-purpose our content, okay? So like this guide style tips, these could be things that you could add to your guidebook in your property, okay? Mm. So this isn't a one and done, send this email. And guess what? You can resend something like this once a year. So if you did a guide style once a month, I think we could all find 12 things
yes.
that would be, maybe it's best brunch places, maybe it's best coffee shops, books, or you could do all these listicle / guides. You could do one a month also, again, consistency. And the next part I want to do, not just your guidebook. So again, if we want to squeeze more juice out of this content, this is where on your direct booking site, you could do your own blogs. All right. And then let's take it one more level. Is this is how you could create content around this. You could do a reel. You could do a carousel post with all of this. You could do a TikTok. You could do LinkedIn, Facebook. It goes Pinterest. It goes on and on. So I really want you to open up your marketing brain and think, if I'm going to spend time creating this, how can I continue to use it over and over again to reach more potential guests?
These email ideas only work if you have a place to send people back to.
That's why so many strategic hosts use Lodgify. It's the backbone of their direct booking business.
Lodgify lets you build a direct booking site with zero tech stress, centralize all your online travel agency and direct bookings in one calendar,
automate your guest emails and confirmations, and run a professional business across one or all the way up to 50 properties. So go ahead, use code TFE20 to get 20% off an annual or biannual plan. The link is in the description.
All right, email idea number 3, last minute availability blast. So like the subject line could be last minute deal this weekend, 40% off. It creates urgency and helps you clear up your calendar, right? Get it booked. Let them know it's rare and it's first come, first serve. So the call to action could be,
Book now before it's gone.
And I want you to, you know, we are very much teach. We do not want you to panic price and drop your pricing. But this is why these last minute, quote unquote, deals, a couple of things. Number one, these are repeat guests. And hopefully everybody on your email list are people that have you've had an amazing experience with at your home. Okay, so you have peace of mind here, which is priceless. All right. Number two is that if you are booking them off of the OTA, you aren't paying that increased fee, you know, might be up to 15.5 or higher percentage. Okay, so you're saving that. And then also, these are people that you are creating loyalty with. So you want to incentivize them. So this is one of those things we would much rather give a deal to a repeat guest versus some stranger, you know, that might not ever come back. We like to reward our repeat guests. Okay. So that's why, you know, it's not that we're just, you know, panic dropping the pricing. We're actually rewarding past stays. Okay. And we actually want you to try this before just going on and lowering your prices elsewhere, because again, you're creating loyal repeat guests.
Well, on top of that, the online travel agencies like Airbnb, Vrbo, Booking.com, they charge you for those guests. So you're paying that host fee on those platforms. So 40% or 30% or whatever that discount you give on your direct booking offer is still going to be much more money in your pocket or to your business, to your direct guests, than it would be on the OTA platforms too.
Email idea number four is a new amenity alert, or maybe even a new listing alert.
Ooh.
All right. So this is that announcement. We just launched a brand new stay, or we just brought in a brand new sauna, you know, brand new game room, whatever that might be. Get excited about it. Share it. You know, all of us, I'm sure, are on some sort of commerce email list. And when they have new products dropping, they're announcing it, right? So why can't we? So that is something that's very, very simple to do. So if you ever have a new amenity that you've invested a lot of time and energy in, let the folks know. And that new property, let them also know about that, if whichever one that you might have up your sleeve.
And I was even going to think, Annette, like even if you didn't spend a lot of money on it, there's a fun way,
yes,
to write an email. Maybe you upgraded your coffee maker, or you got an additional coffee maker. Maybe you got an espresso machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, you stayed with us before and you loved our coffee machine, or you loved our coffee setup, and now it's gotten even better. And then you give them a little recipe or a little how to make that cappuccino in the morning. So it doesn't even, or you got new sheets and this time you leveled up to, I mean, the possibilities really are endless. It doesn't have to be a whole new property or a giant amenity addition. It can be, but I just like that idea of having fun with the small things too that you add to the property that would enhance their trip. So let's talk about like different call to actions in it, mm-hmm, they can put in the email.
Like maybe you want to incentivize the first 10 people that take you up on trying out the new amenity or the new property. So you could say the first 10 get 20% off. That way there's it's a call to action plus a sense of urgency. Maybe you ask them to, you know, bookmark your property for their next trip. There's just so many things that you can do here. You can even, one CTA that I think is underutilized is reply to this email if there's an amenity you want us to buy. Like you can ask for replies, and then if you have someone replying to you, that's a super hot, juicy lead there.
Well, not only that, Annette, but I'll get a little technical here. If they reply to your email, that also shows,
mm-hmm,
the email service provider and the interwebs that person you're emailing trusts you and they like you and they are replying to you. The last thing we want is for someone to mark us as spam or something. So if they're replying and having a conversation with you, it's really good email juju.
And the other part, as we're going through all of these email ideas, please remember, they can unsubscribe.
Yeah.
We hear so many times that hosts are like, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to email too much. It is so easy to just click unsubscribe. You do need to make it very, very easy for someone to unsubscribe.
You want to make it easy.
You want to make it easy. So like, make sure that is a one click, super easy for them to do. But if they have asked to be added to your email list, they want to hear from you.
All right.
Email idea number 5, memorable guest experience. Share a glowing guest review or a sweet surprise moment. Remind people of what it feels like to stay with you. And I've seen hosts do, obviously on our podcast, we do STR share, where we share other short-term rentals. So if you want to go to strshare.com, share your short-term rental, we could shout you out on the podcast. But one of the STR shares we did, they are pet friendly and they love being pet friendly. And so they encourage their guest to send them a picture of them and their furry friend. And it's so cute because then on their social media, they share these photos. They can email these photos out and say, you know, you and your furry friend, we miss you here. Come and play in the pond or take a walk on our trip, whatever that is. It's so, people love to see themselves in the world of your property. They really do. So your call to action could be ready to book your own stay. Let's make it happen, or get specific about what they do at your property and what makes it so special.
Here's a bonus email idea for you. Survey your list. Ask them, what amenity do they want to see? What type of trip are they planning next? This just builds that engagement, that trust. You might even ask them how often they want to hear from you. But a survey email, you want to make it quick, though. You don't want to ask like 15 questions. Only like one or two, okay? And really get that feedback. Like Sarah said, you want to build that trust with your list. And I hate, it's one of those things, like even calling it your list. It is truly your guest database, okay? So I want you to think, instead of sending out an email blast, I want you to think about, this is a digital letter writing your past guests about what's going on in your world. So I think if you just kind of reframe that of like, what's that handwritten letter like? We don't do those as much anymore, but this is your digital chance to connect with your guest that has already stayed with you. So I think that kind of just like relaxes you. It makes you feel excited to think about these ideas. And last but not least, please use your friend ChatGPT if you're getting writer's block or you don't know what to say. This is a really great way to use AI to help. We've helped you with all of these ideas. Now, if you want to use a little bit of AI, but you have no excuse right now that you should not be reconnecting with your past guests.
All right, so don't let your email list collect dust. These 5 emails can keep guests engaged and get more direct bookings without sounding spammy or salesy. I like that.
I like salesies too.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.